This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13. It says there, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water." End of quote. Personal problems that create heartbreaking pains and sorrows on this planet Earth have only two reasons. They both are listed in our today's insight. God says, listen, He says, "My people have committed two sins. First, they ignore God, the spring of the living water. Second, they continue looking for meaning and satisfaction in wrong places apart from God." It says they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. One is the mistake of omission, and the second is the mistake of commission. They ignore, omit, and forsake God, who is the source of the living water. The mistake of commission is this: they go after human-made idols to get happiness, satisfaction, and fulfill their thirst. Jesus said to the Samaritan women, and it is recorded in John chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, He said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." End of quote. You see, the woman in Samaria looked to fulfill her thirst in relationships after relationships. She had five husbands, and she was living with yet another man who was not even her husband. You see, once you forsake God, the source of the living water, and you are hooked into addictions or any idols, listen, one would never be enough for you. This is true about all type of sins and addictions. You see, all sins makes you hooked and addicted. People try to dig their own cisterns to satisfy their thirst. It comes in many forms and fashion: sexual addictions, drug addictions, a thirst to control the circumstances and people, money addiction, fame addiction, beauty addiction, and the list goes on. However, none of these would satisfy you at the end. All these would make you thirst more and more for it, and you will ask more and more of it. In the end, all these and many more would only bruise and hurt you and your close ones, very deeply and dangerously. Finally, the road of making broken cisterns end in hopelessness and despair. Water was rare, luxurious, and precious in the land of Palestine in those days. The people held and kept rainwater in cisterns. However, the cisterns were broken with the holes, and they ended losing the stored water through the leaks inside it. Alternatively, God says He is the source of not just water, He is the source of the living water. The living water God offers makes you fulfilled and satisfied, and it would never get lost through the holes. Jesus said if you would make it to Him, you would never, never thirst again. The reason is He is the source of the living water. Beloved, are you unhappy and unsatisfied? Are you thirsty? Jesus cried out in a big voice on the last day of the feast, that is called the great day of the feast. He said this: "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." End of quote. Suppose you come to Jesus Christ, the source of the living water. In that case, you yourself become the reservoir of living water to people around you, because from your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. It is not cisterns that hold water. Cisterns hold rainwater, and when hot weather comes, all the water dries up. Besides, the cisterns has holes through which the held rainwater leaks out. Listen, if you are unsatisfied and thirsty, Jesus keeps His Holy Spirit inside you, and His Spirit becomes the source of the never-ending living water flowing from your innermost being. Why do you want to drink from broken cisterns that make you thirstier and would only lead you on destructive paths? Why do you want to do that? Listen, only God can quench your unhappiness, unsatisfaction, and the resultant thirst in the person and the work of Jesus. God fulfills your thirst in the person and work of Jesus, and the provision of His Holy Spirit inside you, whom you would receive when you repent of your sins and come to Jesus and accept Him as your Savior and Lord. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I need the living water you promised. I come to Jesus and grant me the living water today, so that I will never thirst after sinful addictions. I know you promised your Holy Spirit inside me when I come to Christ and accept Him as my Savior. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ today. Please save me and grant me your Spirit inside me. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.